Fernando Alonso was big in cycling, but now less because he had a pretty bad injury a couple of years ago. He broke his jaw on a road bike
Oof.
in off season. So now he kind of stepped back a bit from bikes.
G'day, legends, and welcome back to the Press Room Podcast presented by Zwift. Legends, episode 101. We had the 100th last week, and thanks to everyone who listened to the Nino Scherter episode and all the feedback. But we move on. We got to chase the 200th. And by the way, the Mountain Bike World Cup has just begun in Brazil, so catch that on YouTube or the internet if you're interested. But we move on because it's time for our guest today. For 101, we've got Valtteri Bottas and Tiffany Cromwell, the duo, the power couple in sport. For these day and ages, aren't they? And I tell you what, this episode, long time coming. It was meant to happen back in January in the Hilton. And I know, you guys know, that I love the Hilton. I'm just sort of putting the coins in the rack for next year's race. Maybe I can get a bed in there, who knows? Or part of the buffet, even. But anyway, long time coming, this episode with Valtteri and Tiff. And a big shout out to Ryan, who was a big force in putting this one together. But Valtteri and Tiff and I all met. We met Tiff before many times, but as a duo, Valtteri and Tiff, we met in Adelaide back at Rattle Gravel, which was really cool. They obviously raced it and they sort of launched this event during the Tour Down Under Festival. And Rattle Gravel, if you didn't know already, is a sister event to Finland Gravel, which of course is sort of Valtteri's sort of arm of the series and what we talk about in the first half of this podcast. But it also is a sister event to Steamboat Gravel in the US. Now, Valtteri and Tiff sort of co-own this series with a lady called Amy, an amazing legend over in the US. And the Steamboat Gravel, let me tell you, that was the OG. That was the OG gravel race in the US back in like 2014. I remember it going and reading stuff about it. So now all these three events kind of form a bit of a package and they just do it differently. The event village is just done. It's just really cool. They do a pro panel the night before. The whole race and the whole event and participation is really cool. So it was really nice to catch up with Valtteri and Tiff. We chat about the Finland Gravel event. So for you European listeners, you've got a chance to enter because it is coming up. And we talk about the dates and the courses and just kind of the event village setup, which has saunas in, by the way, which, you know, that's kind of strange for us here in Australia. Saunas at a gravel race. In Adelaide, we had ice baths after at Rattle, so pretty crazy. And then, legends, once we finished talking about Finland Gravel, I ask Valtteri and Tiff a couple of questions, a little bit of a Q&A, and we talk about some of the F1 drivers who might be getting into riding or used to, and who Valtteri would invite on a gravel ride. We talk about the grid walk and, you know, what's going on with Tiffany's, you know, her whole outfit. You know, it's a big thing now, Formula One, is the grid walk. You know, all the riders, all the drivers and their partners dress up. And I wanted to know what kind of brains trust comes together to the thing of the cool outfits that Tiffany puts on show and same with Valtteri and all the dress up that goes on. And we also hear about Tiffany's sort of pursuit of all the QOMs around the F1 tracks. And you hear a little bit about that. It's pretty cool. I think you guys will enjoy. And then just a quick fire Q&A at the end that you know, should find pretty interesting. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode of Valtteri and Tiff. Before we get into that one, we have to say thank you to Zwift, the title sponsor of the Press Room Cycling Podcast. We love Zwift. The Kicker Core Zwift Hub 1, check it out. It now is for sale in Australia and, of course, everywhere else in the world. If you need a trainer, you have to buy this one. It's the only one to buy. You can get it with a Zwift subscription as well. And I think now there's a really cool workout plan called the Spring Training Workout, specifically for, I guess, Europeans coming out of winter into summer. But for you Oceania people, You want to keep that summer fitness ticking along into winter before the road races start and the gravel season begins. So get on there, try the 6-week plan, and just keep your summer fitness ticking over. And finally, legends. Well, actually not finally, one more. We've got the IGP Sport. I told you about this last week. Go check it out, igpsport.com.au. Look at the IGS 630 cycling computer. The battery life runs forever. Use TR-20 for 20% off. It's around $200. And let me tell you, it was so good, I lost my Wahoo Bolt in the process because I just never used it because of this IGS 630. It's amazing. Send me a message if you want to know anything about it because I've used it longer than anyone else. And last one, I actually got sent, this is really cool, people are sending me things now, Camelback or Sea to Summit, excuse me, Sea to Summit has sent me the new Camelback Podium Insulated Stainless Steel Bottle. So we all know the Camelback bottles, they have that real sort of distinctive closing lid at the top, which is really cool, you can kind of sort of twist it close. But now they make that bottle in a insulated stainless steel style. Which is all the rage right now. I don't have one of those bottles, you know, that everyone walks around with. But now I've got this one. Pretty cool. And I can just give you a little sound check. Not bad. Olive green. And the sort of big deal with this thing here is it keeps your drink or your fluid cold for 18 hours. Holy moly. Or 14 hours. That's still pretty crazy. So really good for summertime. That's actually going to be perfect for a hot gravel race. You're trying to keep your fluids nice and cool to keep yourself hydrated and your body temp low. Check them out. They've got some really good colors, and if you're sort of about the environment as well, we all know that the regular cycling bottles do have a shelf life. Once you sort of cook them, they get a bit moldy, or you've used them 50 times. So maybe this is the way forward. Super cool. Check them out on their website. They're brand new. All right, legends. It's time to get stuck into this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We've got Valtteri Bottas and Tiffany Cromwell. I'll see you on the other side. Valtteri, did you watch the race last night?
I was there, actually.
Oh, were you? Where were you situated?
I was in a couple of feed zones.
Really? Yeah. Really? Okay, yeah. So you're doing the feeding.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it middle of the pack and getting wet.
Oh, yeah, especially at the end there. Is there an art to it, or is it easier than it looks?
It's pretty straightforward. Like,
just hand the bottle out.
Yeah, just don't hold it too tight.
Yeah, that's true. There are definitely people who don't know how to do it. Or there's like, you know, if they hold onto it too much and then you can't really grab it or, yeah.
Mm. Okay. What do you feel like eating after you finish a race like that?
Easter eggs. immediately after, yeah. Often I don't want to eat anything just because I think you've had that many gels and stuff like that, like your stomach's just, no, I don't want anything more, especially nothing more sweet. But in the evening, normally something dirty, like a good pizza or burger or something like that.
Amen. It's a great intro last night's Tour of Flanders to what we're going to talk about today mostly, which is gravel cycling, which is something that's very, well, something that I certainly love and a lot of the listeners love as well. You both are involved with a lot of racing, gravel racing, a couple of races now. We're here to talk about Finland gravel. Can you guys, or maybe starts if you can explain just how you got into gravel cycling, because it started quite young for you, is that right?
I wouldn't say young, but I came in the earlier gravel trend. It's basically, if we wind back to 2019, I was heading over to America for Tour of Colorado, and that was the first year of SPT gravel, and the team, because Canyon was a major sponsor, team asked myself and Ella, my teammate, to race this event. Like, we had no idea what it was, but it was like, sure, no worries. But the key was, it was like, we're not allowed to do it seriously. It was there just to have fun, to keep the sponsors happy, and the main importance was Tour of Colorado.
Right.
So I went there, and, you know, because I went out early for altitude, and it was great. I loved it. It was super fun, but thought nothing more of it. I was like, okay, it was just a one-off thing, and off we go back to the road. And then it was at the end of 2020 when I was renegotiating my contract, Ronnie, my team manager, kind of proposed the idea, because there was a period there where I was asking to do like mountain biking or always ask and do something else. Because when you've been in the sport for a long time, you, at least for me, I like to have these new challenges and different things. He didn't really give me the mountain biking opportunity, but so then obviously he saw gravel. I was like, oh, maybe that could be a good thing that I could do, and proposed that idea because at the time it was just starting to take off a bit more. And he saw that the sponsors also liked that area, and to have one rider racing both on road and in the gravel discipline, he could see the value in that too. And for me, he could see the value of having something different to challenge myself with in parallel with the road. So everything kind of lined up, and yeah, kind of just went from there.
And what about you, Valtteri? How did you start riding on the off-road?
I would say, definitely after TIFF. Like, I did always a little bit of some hardtail mountain biking when I was back in Finland as a teenager, as a kid when I lived there. But then pretty much everything was road riding when it came to cycling after, and especially when I moved here to Monaco. The mountain biking is a bit too technical and rocky, so it was all about just road bikes. But yeah, TIFF actually introduced me to it. So I did see the race she did in 2019. I remember she was telling me about it and looked pretty cool. And then gave it a go in SPT as well for the first time in
2020 was COVID, but there was no year.
Okay, 2021.
Yeah.
I did this the short cord course in SPT, which was like 60 kilometers and had fun. And even though it's the shorter distance, but still I was quite excited that I finished on the podium in my age group. And I was like, wow, it's like actually really, really cool. And had the first experience of proper like gravel event, what it's all about. And it's not just about the ride itself, it's all about having fun as well. And a few beers after,
He was sold as soon as he heard about the beer.
That's it. And then obviously gravel bike technology at the same time started to ramp up pretty quickly. There started to be proper gravel bikes, proper gravel tires, so you wouldn't always suffer with punctures and stuff. So it just jumped on the train really and been loving it.
Gravel cycling is great in that, especially from like an event point of view, because before, say, gravel events were a thing, it was more about those big fondos and those, you know, the big participation events, and they are really good for people to go for a challenge, try and do the longest distance, or, you know, try and do the fastest time they can. But different to racing as well, the gravel cycling offers that awesome feeling of, even if you're on your own, it's still really fun because you're in the outdoors, often beautiful terrain. You still have to sort of think because, you know, which line you're taking, or you can still have fun even if you're in the box versus on the road. Sometimes that's not so good when you're on your own on a tough circuit, hey?
Yeah, definitely. And no skidding on the road. Really. So at least on a gravel bike, you can play around a bit. You know, you can even have some, you know, little jumps and stuff like that. So I like that aspect of it, and like you said, that feeling of being out there typically without any cars around, it's awesome.
Now, we obviously had Rattle Gravel in Adelaide during TDU, which was great fun and such a cool event, especially from like my perspective. I've participated and worked on all the events in Australia for gravel so far, but there was none that really had the energy like Rattle did with the pro panel the night before, which was a lot of fun and certainly different. Really enjoyed that. And of course in Finland we've got the Finland Gravel. Now is this the third year of that event?
Second
year. Okay, so last year was the first event. Can you tell us about the course, Valtteri, and obviously in being in Finland, I imagine that you'd have something to do with the course design and outlook?
There's there's three different courses. The longest one is 177K.
Yeah.
Last year for the first edition, the mid course was 77K, but it is actually going to be a bit longer this year. So it's going to be around 115, 120. And then there's a short course, which is about 40-50K for people who just want to get out there and challenge themselves or have a bit of a taste of gravel. But the course is is awesome. Finland offers lots of gravel roads, lots of different kind of gravel roads. The start and finish of the first 10K and the last 10K is on these cross-country skiing pads. So it's quite like rolling fast, a bit more narrow, but yeah, super flowy. And then, yeah, you've got mixture of, riding, through the forest in gravel roads, and then sometimes some bigger gravel roads, but everything is pretty fast, pretty hard packed. Mm. But I've actually, I only got to ride proper gravel in Finland also when I got my first gravel bike, basically, because when I had a road bike, mountain bike, I would do different kind of paths. So it's also, I've been still exploring so many new roads in my hometown.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, it looks awesome. June 15th, isn't it? First event. You beauty. Yeah, that's cool. I think it's good that you added the extra distance and you organized that at the extra distance, especially having that 40K distance. That's great because that's like your perfect taster, isn't it?
Even my dad signed up.
Yeah.
For that. Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And e-bikes can ride that one as well. So we try to make it as accessible as possible and for as many different people as possible. Like, it's the thing with our events. We always want to make sure everyone's welcome and there's something for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's a good balance of trying to get, trying to get your participation, your first time beginner riders, but then also you're also offering that 177K, which is really good for those who wanted to test themselves. And like last year you had, I think in the men's, Tom Squinge won the race. He was there. And then Tiffy won the women's, which is cool. And I wondered this year, is there any new additions to that pro field that might be coming along?
Yeah, we've got Greg Van Avermaet has signed up, which is pretty awesome.
Oh, cool.
He was Olympic champion in Rio and obviously pretty amazing classics rider as well. And he just retired, was it last year, I think? So he's now kind of dabbling in the gravel field. And we also have Andre Greipel, the gorilla.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Another retired ex-pro. He was obviously one of the best sprinters of his time. So there's some of the names of like from the roper. I think Tom would like to come back. It just depends on his road schedule. This is always the biggest challenge, even on the women's side, like trying, because it's in a busy period. It's in the time when people are up for the tour or for the women, it's Tour of Swiss that weekend. And then on the gravel side, to be honest, we haven't seen what the actual list is yet, but there's definitely some of the top gravel riders coming back as well. Like, that's the thing. We offer equal prize money. I think it's €20,000 split evenly, men and women. So, So we want to, so hopefully then that brings the good fields as well. And, we want to make it also the premier, professional field as well. That's the one that everybody wants to come to. And last year we were only 1 week after Unbound. So I think that was slightly challenging, for people to do the double.
Yeah,
But this year we're 2 weeks after. So hopefully that will bring a female of the pros up to Finland and they can also enjoy, because it really was such a fast course. Like, for 177, I can't remember what the distance, the time was, but we were around 35K average type things.
So. Yeah.
It's fast. Yeah. Whoa. Like a roller coaster. Yeah. Super fun.
Wow. Epic. Is there any like Finnish traditions or drinks or delicacies or something that you're going to have at the event that you had last year?
Sauna.
Yeah. We have sauna. Like, yeah. Actually, because it's like, we've changed a little bit the start and finish location. It's going to be at the harbor of Lahti now, where we actually last year we had the podium and the start, but not the finish.
Right.
So now at the start and at the finish, we will have saunas and like hot tubs and stuff like that. And it is by the lake anyway, so people are going to have a swim. There's going to be beverages, of course, stuff like that.
There's this Finnish long drink called Lonkero, which is quite famous, it was made for the Helsinki Olympics, and it's now like a staple in Finnish culture. So we like to bring, the Finnish touches to it. And right before the midsummer as well. So you're getting into the period where it is almost 24 hours of daylight. So it's, you have the energy. And if we get as good a weather as last year, then that's what bring the people out, and live band and just, you know, it's all about when you finish, be able to tell the stories and have a great time. And the fact that we have the finish party there and the finish line will be there, it means we can welcome in everybody right through until the last rider.
Yeah, it's a bit like in Bradley, you know, people can just hang out there and, you know, wait for them and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the after party in the village area is awesome. And Rattles was one of the best I'd seen. I sent some pictures to the organizer, Brendan Rebecca, at Seven, so they could get a feel for it, because I was like, you must see this setup. It was really cool. I was just, what was the name of that beer you said?
Oh, it's, no, Long Crow.
I can maybe type it on the chat, but it's called Original Long Drink.
Original.
But it's not a beer. It's like a gin and grapefruit
thing. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they have lots of flavors, but the original one is the grapefruit flavor.
See.
It's what you have when you have it after a sauna and stuff like this. It's,
Original long drink. Right. And you have sauna. So is it cold? Because I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in a can and, it's quite refreshing.
Sweet. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I really like that. June 15th, if I remember. So there is quite a few European listeners, so let's hope they jump on. That would be really cool. You can enter now until a couple of days before. So definitely check that out. And look at their socials too. That's really well done. The Finland Gravel socials, all of them actually. Now, with regards to gravel riding, we spoke about before just how nice it is, and there's the list of benefits. But I wanted to know, for each of your sort of career, say for example, Tiff, your road cycling career, and Valtteri, of course, your F1 driving, what's one sort of positive thing that gravel riding has done for your careers, whether it's like a mental offset or, you know, an extra challenge, something like that?
Yeah, for me personally, it's definitely just, what's the best way to describe it? Like a nice release from the pressures of the world tour. Like, you know, the level now in women's cycling is so high. And it's like every race you have to be on, every race. It's like, which I like the challenges, but, you know, it's hard. And when I first went to gravel, I was there more for the sponsor than the racing. So it was just enjoying. Now it's changing and it is more about the racing. But because on the road, I'm more often just a support rider for my teammates, which is fine and I enjoy it. But when I go to gravel, it's like I have the opportunity to try and win again. And it's like getting those feelings again, which I haven't had for a number of years. It's nice. Like, you know, I'm thinking about myself, remembering the tactics you need, and like working out how to actually win the race. And obviously I've had a bit of success in the last year. And I think that's been kind of nice, and kind of then that gives me the motivation to just keep pushing. And then I go back to the road and I'm fresh and ready to like give it all to my team again.
Mm. Okay. What about you, Valtteri?
For me, it's quite a nice balancing factor, because obviously Formula One is also pretty serious sport, pretty hectic. Yeah. Lots of people around, lots of noise. And for me, gravel riding is the opposite. Like, there's not much noise. Usually on the roads, there's less people. You can be on your own with your own thoughts. It's just a different kind of challenge. And same with the events. It's just really takes my mind off from my day job, let's say, and obviously keeps me fit as well at the same time. And I can earn my beers quite easily on the bike. So that's nice. But for me, it's really, really a balancing factor and fitness.
Okay, cool. Who on the current F1 grid, Valtteri, is most likely to join you on a gravel ride?
Most likely would be probably Lance Stroll. I know he does a bit of riding. He does some mountain biking.
Oh, okay.
He would probably most likely. Fernando Alonso was big into cycling, but now less, because he had a pretty bad injury a couple of years ago. He broke his jaw on a road bike.
Oof.
In off season. So now he kind of stepped back a bit from bikes. But probably Lance Stroll. I've heard Carlos Sainz, he started riding a bit more recently on the road.
I saw some pictures, in Melbourne. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Now, when we're in...
Seb Vettel as a retiree. He was always riding.
Yeah, Vettel would be.
Really?
He likes bikes.
We should invite him to Finland.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be cool.
Save the bees corner.
Actually, I'll send him an right away.
There you go. There you go. Now, I remember this from the pro panel at Rattle. Valtteri, you mentioned that Tiff, you've got some KOM or QOMs around some of the tracks for running. Now, I wondered, is there a track that's on your list this year that you might or any time that you'd love to get the QOM for?
To be fair, I only wonder because his strategist, his former strategist, she was always doing it. So I was like, ah, and always posting about it. Like she's great, but always posts that, ah, I just want to get the crowd just to be annoying. But what would be a good one? Austin could be a good one. It's a hard track. Because it's literally my off-season training. So I would be doing like one easy run a week and then I would just kill myself with one completely flat out, which isn't always the best strategy. But it was something to do when I wasn't riding my bike. So Mexico, I nearly died because it was altitude. I
Oh,
went
yeah.
like full gas and then I was like, oh man, I'm not going to make it. But yeah, I don't know. What's another good one? Monza, it's nice and flat.
Yeah.
Oh,
But
yeah.
in this off-season.
Like typically I wouldn't do it in season, but
Yeah,
yeah.
that's true.
So
Yeah.
other than Vegas. Vegas I wanted, but then we couldn't use
Oh,
the track
yeah,
most of
Vegas
the
would be a good
time.
one.
The challenging thing was because it was only closed for a certain time. It's not like typical tracks where you have,
Yeah.
well, maybe Monaco could be a good one because it's the home one,
Oh, that would be
but that's a
cool.
hard one.
Yeah. Or if they ever brought back Adelaide, then you could go there for that.
For
That would
sure.
be cool. Now, one more F1 related question. One thing I love about the sport is like just the pictures of all like the drivers and partners walking into the race. And I've seen some cool photos of you guys strolling in together when you're together for one of the races. I want to know about the outfits. Is there like a full planning thing to get the outfit set? Because Tiff, you've always got the best kit on, and sometimes Valtteri, you're just wearing the standard team kit, which is good, and sometimes costumes. But I wondered maybe on your side, Tiff, is there like a full team sort of putting these outfits together?
Full team of one, yeah. It's
Really?
me.
So yeah.
But I put a lot of thought into it, of course. Like, I it's yeah, like I've always enjoyed fashion and I did study it when I finished school and like I'm not
Oh,
saying
cool.
I'm the most stylish person out there, but it's always fun kind of piecing it together. But I do ask Walter quite often for his opinion when I'm packing my clothes. Like, does this work? Does that work? Yeah, it's nice because I spend so much time living in tracksuits and stuff like that at bike races where you don't really care how you look. So then it's kind of
Yeah.
like it's kind of fun piecing it together and being like, all right, what do we got? What am I feeling? Always have some backups, but no, I don't have a stylist team. It's just me trying to get out to come up with something that's going to be nice.
Okay,
Yeah,
and
that's
in
cool.
all of the year, I actually wear the same stuff to the track, just the team shirt, my favorite shorts, favorite clothes. Easy.
On the rare occasion we mix it up, like Captain America t-shirt when it was coming from vacay, or if we do some merch, then you'll wear that, or on the rare, but only on a Thursday you really mix it up. These days becoming a proper runway even for the drivers, like everybody I feel like is coming up with something.
And Thursday, that's become a bit of a thing for many drivers. They obviously, for some, it's promoting for their sponsors, if they have a clothing brand sponsor and stuff like that. So that's part of it,
Where everyone like showing off their own stuff that they're selling. Or Lewis with all of his. Although Joe, it's between Joe and Lewis for the full fashion runway of like, because
Lewis is
they go
definitely,
level.
yeah,
Yeah, but
he
his
wears some
teammates
crazy
too,
stuff.
because he loves fashion as well. Like some of his stuff is quite out there.
That's cool. And you design some of the, do you do the designs of the t-shirts and stuff that you guys wear sometimes? Like there was the taco one when you went to
Yeah,
Mexico.
his personal.
And the sausage sizzle one in
Yeah.
Australia.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you can buy them.
You
Oh,
can.
sick. Okay. How do the people buy
Our
them?
team, like online shop.
Just the challenging thing for Australia is just the shipping cost is a bit
Oh,
painful,
yeah.
but we can't get around that, unfortunately.
Just makes it more rare if you get one over here. Yeah. Okay. Now, quick fire ones, right? Gravel related. Which ones of these would you prefer? Climbs or single track?
Single track.
Single track.
Ooh, okay. Sand or mud?
Mud.
Sand.
Assuming it's like a 500 or 100 meter section.
But not unbound mud.
Oh God. Yeah, let's hope that's not there this time.
Yeah.
Gels or bars?
Bars.
Gels.
Do you guys see that Flandrin gel? It was like gravy and chips or something. It was like that was the flavor. Something
Oh,
like,
yeah?
yeah,
Never heard.
or it was like beef stew or something in the gel.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Although, you know, they've made a Vegemite gel. I've had it.
Really?
Yeah.
It could
Bizarre.
be that less sweet, than chips.
Yeah, but it needs to be the not too strong.
It was kind of Vegemite with butter.
Okay.
That's kind of how it tasted.
Yeah.
Hydration pack or bottles?
Normally I do bottles, but we're going to try our hydration soon.
Yeah, some races, if you do long ones, you kind of have to have hydration packs. So.
But I still
Yeah.
prefer just bottles.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
like to have the extra weight on my
Yeah,
body.
bottles.
After the race or ride, beer, wine, or gin?
Gin.
After the race, I have to say, first one is always beer. It's the hydration.
We were riding the Mundabiti Trail this weekend for Easter, which is that big gravel trail in WA, Vaultree, 1,000 Ks long. And that was the first thing on our list. As soon as we finished, it was straight to the pub, straight to the pub
Nice.
for beers.
Perfect ending.
Grizzle or Grail?
Grail.
Grail, more
The
racy.
new Grail.
The new one, right. They are, yeah, they're really nice. And if you could, this is one person each, if you could pick one person in the world to join you on a gravel ride, who would it be?
If it's not Valtteri,
Yeah, it's not. You
then
can't pick each other. Yeah.
Lizzie Wagnon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I would go for Vanderpool.
That's a good. You haven't ridden together yet?
No, not yet.
They were trying to do something, but schedules didn't
Yeah.
work out.
Oh,
But
that
I'd
would be a
probably
night. Try and be on his wheel for the whole ride.
I can only imagine the scheduling. Whoever's organizing that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good answer though. And yeah, that would be pretty cool. Okay, well, Tiff, your next race is it Roubaix next Sunday? Good
Yep.
Lord. And then you're in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
You
in
beaut.
Japan. I'm traveling tomorrow, actually. So.
Okay. All right. Well, legends, thank you so much for joining me. That's all I got for today. It was great to talk with you both, and hopefully we'll see you next time in Adelaide. And Tiff, are you coming back to Seven or not this year?
Unfortunately not. We decided just with all the travel schedules,
Yeah.
yeah, we skipped
Yeah,
this
yeah.
year. Great event, really loved it. And
Mm.
yeah,
Okay.
hopefully another year. And I see they're now doing one or looking at Asia, right? They do a
Yes,
test
that's
event.
right.
Looks cool. Watch
Yeah.
Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah, Vietnam. So it could be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. All right, Valtteri, Tiff, thanks so much. It was really nice, and appreciate your time.
No, thank
Thanks.
you.
All right, legends, that's another episode of the Press Room Podcast, done and dusted. I hope you enjoyed this one with Valtteri and Tiff, two legends, Tiffany machined at Paris-Roubaix last week, finishing inside that top 30. And Valtteri, well, he just keeps on at the Stake F1 team. Really good to have them. Can't wait to see them again next year at Rattle. Make sure you sign up for Finland Gravel if you're in Europe and you want to taste some of the best European gravel there is. And keep your calendars free in January, legends. Okay, when you come to TDU, bring your gravel bike because Rattle Gravel is amazing. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you for 102.